that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. We're back, bitches.
Oh my God.
Hello. Feels weird to be here.
Yeah.
It feels kind of weird. We're like, I forgot the door code to our office. It's been a while. We've taken like a month break from Killing Time. We had some life stuff going on, but we are back in action.
Honestly, our break was perfect timing considering all that transpired. But, you know, here we are. We're back and better than ever.
We made it. Here we are. We're back in action.
How are we feeling?
We're good.
You guys, I'm having like my first high noons.
First tequila high noon, or just your first high noon ever?
I don't drink canned beverages. And you let me have a little sip of yours and it was pretty delightful.
I don't drink them at home. I drink them just here because like you don't want bottles of liquor around. It's just easier this way.
I know.
You know what you want. You want one can, two cans.
Well, if it's at home too, whatever.
Three cans, four.
Yeah, exactly. Because whatever's in the fridge at our place, like it doesn't stay there for very long.
No.
I go through that thing all the time.
Yeah,
I know.
I think I check our fridge once every 30 minutes.
To see if there's something new.
See if something new showed up.
Why do I do that all the
Maybe
time?
Maybe you missed something.
Although
you guys have odds and ends in your fridge.
We do have odds and ends. But
we have
bits and bobs. We have some sauce. We have like a sauce from Costco that'll never go away because it's fucking huge.
It's gone bad. I think it's expired.
I have like one singular Coke in there.
Yeah.
Maybe a yogurt from four months ago.
There was a mini keg in our fridge. Have you ever seen like the little mini kegs from before her and I were dating? It was in there. The first day I came out.
Yeah, I bought a Heineken mini keg years ago.
We make Fireball kegs now.
I know. Mm. Should we get one?
For the office, sure.
Did you know I learned a recent fact about Fireball?
What?
Well, I think that we all kind of knew this, but it clicked in my head. So Fireball, you can get two types of Fireball. One has like 18% alcohol, and those are the ones that they serve or they sell at, what are they called? Those are the ones that they sell at gas stations. Like you can get like the little mini shots of Fireball at a gas station. And then they have like the 50% proof Fireball, like the actual liquor. And I always wondered, I'm like, when I take a shot of Fireball, sometimes I'm fine and I don't feel it. And then sometimes I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
And that's because I don't know which one I'm getting.
Why would they do that? Why would they just make it all the good stuff?
Well, because they want to be able to sell it at gas stations. But I'm like, it finally clicked.
I'm just finding this out now.
You are?
Yep.
Maybe we shouldn't buy it at gas stations anymore.
Well, I know. Well, sometimes we'll, like on the bus, when Jared's on tour, we'll get little mini Fireball shots. Yeah, and we finally looked at them and half of them were like 12% and half of them were like 50.
Oh, I forgot about that. I thought that was just like a misprint.
No. That's how Fireball is, baby. You all just never know.
Keep us guessing. Keep us on our toes.
It's like Russian roulette.
That's right.
Before we start today's episode, I have to remind everybody, join our Patreon if you're looking for more true crime first degree content. One episode extra a week.
Very good episode, might I add.
Yeah. All listener submissioned.
Yeah.
And I think we're killing it over there.
I do too. We have like 2 years of content over there now. That's probably 100 episodes that if you only like our podcast and want to hear more, I would just mosey over there.
I only like
there's
our
like
podcast.
A million episodes over there.
I know.
So many.
That's a little high, but there's a ton.
There's a ton. Yeah. All right. Should we get into the dark day for today's episode?
Yes.
It is February 8th. We are in just the midst of winter. I mean, we're not in California. It's actually, what did it say? 82 degrees out today?
Yeah, it's a little warm.
It's a little warm.
Yeah.
But everywhere else, it's cold as fuck. I'm sorry, guys.
Honestly, I'm not thrilled about it being warm so early in the year, but I'll deal with it.
It'll get cold again.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going back to 1587. Back. Mary, the Queen of Scots, is beheaded at Fotheringhay Castle at age 44 after being convicted of plotting to assassinate Elizabeth I in the Babington Plot.
That is such a crazy thing to do.
Crazy.
Kind of badass for back then. Like, women, like, these plots, like, they weren't really, like, seen as capable of these things, and yet here they were.
I mean, women have always just been the best. We're always just manipulating
and
shit.
Stealth.
Women are scary.
No, I know. They're probably like manipulating all these men to do their dirty work for them. I love it.
Me too.
I'm into it. 1692, a doctor in Salem Village claimed that Satan possessed three teenage girls, leading to what we all know is the Salem witch trials.
Oh my God, what a mess.
What a mess. Jared and I
did not realize they were 16.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a lot of like little kids that they were claiming.
Yeah, well, they were listening to a lot of little kids. That was like, they were like kind of dictating like what was, they were kind of running the show over there.
Yeah, that's what I think started the whole thing. But Jared and I went to Salem in October. It was one of our favorite trips we've ever done.
I love that.
So spooky, except for it was hot
and sunny. Not spooky.
No. That was like the one time I was really looking for some bad weather.
Yeah, you wanted some fall vibes.
Yeah, it was like a bright sunny day in Salem. And I'm like, this isn't working for me. You can't really get your like psychic reading done when it's 85 degrees in
Salem.
Remember
that room was like so hot?
So hot.
Oh my God. I remember I was just like, oh, get on with it, lady. She told us we're going to have kids.
No, she told us
by May
that I was going to be pregnant by May of the next year.
She was wrong.
And then I had a late period. Like 2 months later, and I never have a late period. And I was like, if she is fucking right.
But she wasn't.
No.
She was wrong.
Well,
I am without child. 1855. Okay, so this was interesting. In 1855, there is this thing called the Devil's Footprints, which is an unexplained phenomenon in Devon, England, that happened overnight on February 8th. Mm. Basically, everybody woke up the next morning, and there were all these mysterious tracks that were over all of the snow that had fallen that night, and they couldn't figure out what they were. They were found in snow, single file, 8 inches apart, and were accompanied by strange burn marks, quote unquote, that indicated that the creature making these tracks had been walking on its hind legs. They couldn't like relay them back to any sort of an animal. And they also covered 100 miles and were found on roofs, fences, and even across bodies of water. And today it remains a mystery.
Wow.
Was it a Sasquatch?
What kind of prints were they?
They were kind of like hooves.
Hooves.
Oh, so it's like a goat devil.
A goat devil, but only two. So it was like only hind legs.
Yeah, the devil though. The goat devils. Goat devil. Only, they have goat head, goat legs.
Yeah.
Who knows what kind of hands?
Poor goats. Well,
what kind of hands do they have?
I'm not sure.
Probably dexterous hands.
I think something more useful than hooves.
Yeah,
because they're like, doing the devil's work. You think?
Goats really got a.
You definitely need some fingers.
Yeah. Well, goats kind of got the raw deal here because they're super cute and everyone just associates them with like a demon.
And they make cute noises.
Yeah.
They're kind of dumb.
I like them.
We were at a farm a couple months ago. Like there's like a petting zoo kind of farm and these goats were just slamming their heads into each other and it was awesome.
When they're bad, they put pool noodles on their horns.
Yeah.
Aww.
So they can't
hurt each other. It's like a helmet.
Yeah.
They still banged each other's heads. It's just funny. Look at a goat's eyes. They're going two different directions.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing going on inside. But that's where I'm like, that's interesting that they are like related to Satan.
And they yell.
Yeah. High pitched.
They sound like kids when they yell. Wait, aren't they called kids?
A baby goat is a kid.
Oh, wow.
I love a goat. They're so stupid. But anyways, the devil's footprints to this day. Mm. You would think they would have figured it out by now.
Yeah, you'd think a lot of things.
They didn't. 1879, Sanford Fleming first proposes dividing the world into 24 equal time zones, adopting the universal standard time. And I was really like, what are we doing before that?
I don't think there was much communication. What year did it happen?
1879.
Oh, yeah. So there wasn't a ton of like phone meetings between companies across the company, like across the country. Like, I think you stuck to your own time zone for the most part.
I was actually thinking that. I was like, how do they keep track of it when they're trying to like communicate with somebody
they're
across
just
the world?
Letters over there.
No, and the letter, it didn't really matter. I did read something about it. They're like, they didn't care because nobody was cross country traveling
or talking.
I
guess that makes sense. Yeah. I mean,
like, you're not having a meeting at 9:15.
The world was far less connected at that point, too. So.
Yeah. You're kind of just doing
it. Sounds nice, doesn't it?
You're doing your own thing in your little bubble.
Yeah.
God, that sounds so good. All right. 1883, Lewis Waterman begins the experiment to invent the fountain pen. Wow. I love a little experiment.
Well, do you think it's a coincidence that his name is Waterman and the pen's called the fountain pen?
Oh.
I love it when people have like the name of the thing that they're associated with.
Yeah,
He's like, this doesn't have water in it, but I can make this about me. Call it the fountain pen.
I'm actually shocked he didn't call it the Waterman pen.
That's what I would do.
I would too. Like you, and that's a nice last name.
Yeah. That's got to be hard to resist the urge. If you create something like incredible, it's got to be hard to resist the urge to name it after yourself.
You should.
Most people
Everyone
do.
Should.
Yeah.
Most people do. Mm.
The Monaco sauce.
Ooh. What would my sauce be?
Thousand Island mixed with something else.
Oh my God. I think it'd be like a sriracha based something.
Maybe a Thousand Island based sriracha.
Yeah.
Oh, a spicy Thousand Island.
Now we're talking. Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
Okay, 1912, the first eastbound U.S. transcontinental flight lands in Jacksonville, Florida. It took 116 days and 66 stops. The guy went from San Francisco to Jacksonville. Interesting place to land. But what I thought was interesting, the Wright brothers first flew on December 17th, 1903. So this is only 9 years later. Mm-hmm. The Wright brothers got off the ground for like 12 seconds. And then 9 years later, this guy's flying across the country.
So all you need is that first little lift.
I know.
Kitty Hawk.
And nothing changed.
And then 50 years later, we landed on the moon, if you believe that crap.
If you believe it.
And I think I believe it.
You do?
I believe it too.
Mm, you must not have fallen down the same TikTok
I think they
hole.
Went there.
Mm, do you?
I don't know.
I mean, I can't get back.
I can honestly be convinced of anything. So I believe you. I also believe they went. I think it's all true. Or all false.
It's my saying.
I'll believe anything.
No, my saying. Well, kind of. I believe nothing that they tell us and everything is possible. Like, I will believe anything. You tell me any conspiracy theory and I'm like, probably.
No, but
especially the moon landing.
You and I are like that. We're like, I will not die on a single hill. There's someone, if someone's like, you need to, I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know, can
this get me out of an
You're
argument
so
happening?
Passive
I don't
with
know
it. Yeah.
anything for sure unless I was there. If I was there, then I'll die on the hill. But like anything can be manipulated, anything can be lied about. I'm willing to accept that I don't know most things.
Nothing
especially
is
anything
that important.
Especially anything the big government tells you. I'm like, that's a fucking lie.
Yeah, and we talk about like criminal cases, like people have been talking about Scott Peterson and all that stuff. I'm like, maybe he's innocent, maybe he's not. I don't really
Well, that's
I'm not his family. I'm not dying on this hill.
His family doesn't even know. But that's what I've learned working in true crime. It's like literally like you're saying, unless you were there and you saw it with your own two eyes.
There's a chance.
Even if there's fingerprints.
Yeah.
Even if sometimes there's DNA, like you don't know.
Nope.
Yeah, my default response is just kind of like, maybe.
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 Same.
Maybe.
I'm open to it. Yeah. Is always what I say.
I'm open to it.
I'm open to being convinced.
Well, that footage was definitely not from the moon landing, but we can talk about that
one
another time.
All right. Let's not open up this can.
Let's talk about it, though. I'm down.
We can do a deep dive into it, just not today. 1936, the first National Football League draft was held. I feel like that's kind of topical to everything that's going on these days. Not that I give a fuck.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
People love talking about Travis Kelce now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm glad he finally was able to put football on the mainstream platform.
Jared, that is such an old joke.
What?
That Taylor Swift was able to put Travis Kelce on the map.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I was like 6 months old.
Sorry, everybody.
I think she did, though.
Well, yeah.
No one knew who he was before.
Yes, they did. I did. I watched his dating show.
I did not.
You didn't?
Nope.
So yeah, Jared talked about him all the time.
I've known about him for a decade since he was on Catching Kelce.
You got your finger on the pulse of pop culture. I do not.
No, I have my finger on the pulse of dating shows.
Yes.
There would be like a football game on and she'd be like, "Ooh, who's playing? Is Jason Kelce in this one?"
Travis. Oh, yeah. I also knew Jason Kelce.
I like Jason too.
Jason was also on the dating show.
You know what I meant.
That's why I knew.
You know what I meant.
I was ahead of my time. Okay, last one. I don't know why nothing happens from 1994 until 2024, but nothing did. 1994, Jack Nicholson uses a golf club to attack a car. Do you guys remember this happening?
No.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And you're sure it's not Jack Nicholas, the golfer?
No, Jack Nicholson, the actor.
Okay.
Nicholson was 56 in 1994. Seemed old for the time.
He's been old since forever.
I can't wait till we're done because I have some anecdotes about Jack Nicholson that I'm excited to discuss.
Love this.
Like in private?
We're going to...
No. When you're done.
Oh, wow.
I thought there was like maybe
that
some...
were just funny ones that I've heard in the last 24 hours, weirdly.
Wow.
24 hours?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. This is fresh. All right.
This is fresh.
Holy
off the
shit.
Press.
We just
Jack
opened this
Nicholson
can up.
Tea.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was 56 years old in 1994. He was in some sort of a traffic kerfuffle with another driver. Mm. And he goes and approaches this other guy's car. He was driving a Mercedes-Benz. The guy's last name was Blank, which is a fun last name.
Especially if you're driving. Like, Blinker.
Sounds like a lazy...
Blank.
Oh, Blank. Like shooting blanks.
Yeah, shooting blanks.
No, it sounds like a lazy family member somewhere way up the lineage there.
Yeah
they just Blank. Didn't fill out the form.
Yeah, Blank.
Yep.
So Jack Nicholson accused the guy of cutting him off, and they get into like a little bit of an argument. Jack Nicholson uses a golf club to bash the roof and the windshield of this guy's car. There was a witness, and he ended up having misdemeanor charges of assault and vandalism filed against him. So, of course, he doesn't want this to, like, go to court or do anything. So he wrote a little tiny check of $500,000 to the guy.
To make it go away.
Just a little something.
And that's what I'm saying. This is the type of incident I need to get myself into.
Yes.
Where you get assaulted by a celebrity with money?
Yes.
Okay. I have a story for you.
Oh, tell me.
Okay. So we were in Hawaii playing a show. And I can't, this might be like a story that was told to me. It's been years, but the gist is, met a guy, he was a retired paparazzi. And the reason he was living in Hawaii was because Bruce Willis punched him in the face.
Oh my God.
I'm sure it's true.
And the settlement that he got.
That is a conspiracy I can believe.
And the settlement that he
it
got
happens a lot.
Allowed him to retire and live out his days in Hawaii. Now here's the thing. I said, like, upon hearing this, I was like, imagine being so famous that if you punch somebody in the face, their life improves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You could go around granting wishes all day.
That's what that guy was hoping for with Gwyneth Paltrow. He was hoping he'd get hit by a skier and he's set for life. But he didn't get hit by her.
But you know what? I really commend him for trying, because I would.
Same.
If you got in any sort of a situation with somebody that you could be like, if only this could go away with a $500,000 check.
And usually they won't even show up to court. They'll just pay. Yeah. But Gwyneth was like, no.
Yeah.
No, she knew.
I like that about Gwyneth.
I loved her. She was just like so smug too. She's
I wish
like,
you
I
well
this.
At the end.
Oh, I remember that.
So oof, good.
God.
So good. Okay, now tell me about your Jack Nicholson tea.
So the tea, you guys know Angelica Houston.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you know they dated for 22 years?
Oh, you did?
I did. I saw this is on Reddit the other day. TikTok recently
is where I saw this, but she apparently knew he was cheating on her, and she would find like clothing or items belonging to the women he was cheating on her with, and she would wear them to parties, hoping that she could figure out who it was, because
somebody
they would
be like, "Oh, I have that necklace,"
or just like a weird vibe, like catching a vibe where it's like she knew she left her shirt at his house and she's wearing it. Like, she would do that, and she wrote about it in her memoir recently, and I thought that was so interesting. So that's one.
Wait, but I have a question. So she wasn't doing it to show Jack Nicholson that she was on
men
to
don't
him.
Notice that shit.
No, he has
men
no
don't
idea.
Even know what clothes we have. No. Like, there's no way.
This
no way.
Is true.
No, I think it was her way of, I don't know. And, you know, she may have exaggerated. It's a memoir decades and decades later, right? But, like, sounds kind of...
I love it. Yeah.
And you should have been out of that relationship, but whatever. And then I just watched the Pete Davidson comedy special. And he made a joke saying that Leonardo DiCaprio is slowly turning into Jack Nicholson. Like, physically. If you look,
I mean, yes, he is, yeah. 100%.
Which is amazing.
I saw a TikTok about Leonardo DiCaprio and about why, because, like, you know, he has not aged the best in the entire world. Like, he has got a little puffy as he got older.
Well, I saw a theory on TikTok about that too. I know. HGH.
Yes, he's taking human growth hormone.
Head grow.
And it makes your head grow.
Hell yeah.
It makes your head grow wide. Just don't take it.
Look at Barry Bonds' rookie card. Holy shit.
Really?
Look at Barry Bonds when he entered the MLB, and then look at him when he retired. His head grew four sizes,
like wide,
huge.
Because that's crazy. Because it builds out your masseters. So what these HGHers need is Botox in your masseters.
I know.
And neck, like their necks get real thick.
But it's not even that. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio always got puffy, but it's probably because he's like drinking.
He parties.
Yeah.
Homie doesn't need to be hot anymore. Now he's like rich, and he used to be like,
well, he's such a fucking good actor. It doesn't matter.
But like, fantastic.
I mean, nothing is hotter than him in the Titanic.
He's a little boy, like little small.
Well, he was young.
I like a little older. I like a little older Leo. Maybe Shutter Island.
No, see, he was kind of going downhill in Shutter Island, but so good.
Oh no, the beach Leo.
Oh,
the beach Leo is.
I don't know
top
Leo.
See, but I love Leo's. I have to have the hair of Romeo and Juliet, Leo.
He had that in the beach.
He did? I love it. The like 90s little swoopy hair.
Yeah.
Who was the other guy in the Titanic that I love?
Billy Zane.
Billy Zane, dude.
Fucking love Billy Zane.
Me too.
Dude, it's like everybody was sleeping on Billy Zane.
He's like
so hot.
He's like one of
so
those guys that has natural eyeliner.
Yes. He's like Richard
from Lost.
Like
black.
Yeah.
Like he's got such a chiseled situation.
He's so hot that I slept on him. You watched the Titanic as an adult
now,
and I wish I slept with him, but I slept on him.
Okay.
You watched the Titanic as an adult and you're like, why did she not choose
star.
Him? Like,
yeah.
He's rich as fuck.
And he's not that big. Like, he's an asshole, but like,
but
I can put up with that.
Yeah. I'm pretty
for
sure.
For that much money?
I'm
anything.
Pretty sure
For the Hope Diamond or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Didn't he cut in front of a woman and her child to get on one of the life rafts?
No, he stole someone's child, pretended it was his.
Oh,
and
that's
said,
so much
I've
worse.
I've got a child. He stole a child from a parent family.
That's so much
worse.
What a
guy. I still would.
What a dick.
I think he's resourceful.
I would have done that thing, getting stuck on that fucking door.
What a
sinking
dick.
Ship.
Sinking?
I'm good.
God. What a movie.
I know what I wouldn't have done is what the captain did. That was just so dumb. Matt would probably disagree with me on this. He would probably be like, dude.
You don't have to. It's not law for you to go down the ship, but if you survive, you live in shame. Like it's sort of like a coward's debt. Like it's like the cowardly move.
Yeah. Especially if
I don't need integrity. I would rather live and I'd move to another country and be like, I don't know about no sinking ship.
That wasn't me.
They just sentenced a captain. I don't know where what country internationally, but they sentenced the captain for a boat that sank somewhat recently that I think like 14 people died. And they found the captain, like, ashore.
If you survive the ship sinking, that's one thing. If you bail and leave other... Like, captain's not supposed to abandon the vessel. So if the captain can live when it's sinking, great. You're supposed to be essentially the last...
What if, like, you literally had to die on the ship, even if everybody else
survived?
You're
supposed to be the
last
person.
I thought that was the rule.
You're supposed to be the last person off. Yeah. Like, you're supposed to make sure everyone's off first.
All right. It's not as bad as I thought. I thought you had to go down.
I don't know. Don't quote me on that. Okay. I don't think you have to die.
You're literally on like a Duffy boat.
If you can be rescued, I think that's okay. But I think if other people are dying, you're supposed
morally,
to stay.
Right. Okay.
You go down with the ship.
I love this tangent, by the way.
Pretty funny.
It's great.
Okay. Those are all of our dates for today. I forgot a word. I just remembered.
That's all right.
We don't need a word today.
No.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we are trying something new.
Woo!
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I'm going to jail!
Okay, you guys, we told you we were revamping Killing Time. So we're going to kind of throw a bunch of ideas at the wall, and we're going to see what sticks over these next couple weeks.
And we've developed these ideas. These aren't something we're coming out with right now. It's just, let's see what feels the most organic, what our first season respond the best to.
Yeah.
And then we're going to just hone.
Yeah. I have not.
Done what?
Any of the prep. So I know as much as you guys do. Here we go.
Here we go.
I did tell you, but what I'm really learning, I don't know why it's took me
Jack
5.5 years of dating Jared to learn that he literally doesn't listen to anything
I say.
Did
you say 9.5?
5.5.
Okay, thank God. I was like, has it been that long? I'm like, are we 50?
It feels like it sometimes.
It's been a long, long road. What if I did the thing, like, you know, sometimes when couples break up and then they'll tell people that they've been dating as long as, like, they've been dating since the beginning.
Yeah.
Not that Jared and I dated back
they
in the
count,
day.
They count the separation.
Yeah, but, like, what if I was like, we've been dating for 15 years?
He would be
but, like 10 of those years he was dating somebody else.
Yeah. He cheated on me for 10 years.
For 10 years. And then he found me again at the end.
It was rude.
Okay.
Fake out. It was
anyways,
a fake out.
Today we are introducing a segment that we're calling Straight to Jail. What this segment consists of is there are so many things in life that you see, you observe, you maybe see online that you're like, what's happening here? This should be illegal. It needs to go straight to jail. And I think that we really need to bring that into today's episode.
Yeah.
So we're making citizens arrests.
Yeah.
And maybe at the end we decide what their punishment is. I don't know.
Jail, community service, a ticket.
We're going to decide
house
the
arrest.
Severity of the sentencing.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Life in prison.
All right. Okay.
20 years, no parole.
I like this.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start it off.
Okay.
So what I think should go straight to jail for me today is taking a break from social media. Mm. Now, this is what I've seen recently with our girl, Selena Gomez.
Ooh.
Love her to death, but she takes so many fucking social media breaks. And they only last for like 48 hours, but she's always like, I'm too overwhelmed. I'm done with this. I'm deleting my Instagram. And then she just like pops back up. Yeah. And I'm like, you don't need to announce your departure. It's not an airport. We all know the saying.
Yeah.
You just need to, like, if you need a break, take a break.
What about announcing your return?
I like announcing the return.
I did this recently.
You did?
Yep. Because I hadn't posted in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I posted something. And that's why I thought you were coming after me when you started this whole thing that you just went on.
Jared, you never post on Instagram. Mm.
I know, but so I posted the other day and I said something about like, I've taken a break from something. And I thought about it before I posted it. And I didn't really want to say that, but I said it anyway and I posted it. Nobody gives a shit.
No.
Nobody cares.
No.
No. No one. Again, I'm leaving the party, everyone. See you later.
No.
Does anyone want to say bye to me before I leave? It's like such a desperate thing. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's about it. I don't think it's necessary. And like nobody fucking cares. And now Selena Gomez is like the girl who cried wolf because she just does it all the time. And everybody's like, again.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Right.
I think maybe she just feels like she should be posting more often and then she feels guilty about it. So then she's like, I'm taking a break.
No, I think she gets overwhelmed. I mean, like imagine being a celebrity on the internet. It fucking sucks. Everybody hates you.
Yeah,
not her, but everybody hates everybody. And then it's just like a whole thing. So it's like, just take your break. Go take care of yourself.
People online are mean.
The internet is tough. The internet is, yeah, it's, and it's moving at like breakneck speed now. And so like, I feel so overwhelmed looking at it sometimes. If I'm not in my comfortable little algorithm of like the four things in life that I enjoy, I get overwhelmed. And like social media does that pretty quick to me.
Yeah.
So
stay in your bubble.
But then I feel guilty. And then I'm like, oh, I haven't posted in a while. And then I go, hey, everybody, I'm back now. I just needed a break. It's like, I didn't need to say that.
Yeah.
No, I could have just.
Say nothing.
And no one noticed you were gone.
No.
They didn't. In a sweet way. They didn't. You know, I don't mean that.
No, like, no. I mean, that's the thing.
You're important like, to a lot of people, but
no,
you know.
No, I hadn't posted on Instagram, like in my feed for a month. Not one single message asking me where I was.
No.
Not one. I was like, somebody's got to notice.
No, because you're probably just well curating. You can't put shitty stuff on the feed.
No, I know. They must know that I've just been like back there just wondering. I gotta post the perfect thing.
Yes.
I didn't.
Yeah.
All right. See, this isn't like the worst offense that I've ever seen in my life, but it's just something I keep seeing and nobody's learning.
They need the equivalent of anger management class. They need court-ordered therapy.
Yes, court-ordered therapy.
I think that the sentence I would give them is like when you're a kid and your parents tell you that the cops are coming, like it's like a fake arrest.
Okay.
That's the punishment.
Just a little spook.
Yeah. Cops are going to come scare you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Lex?
I got one. It's when someone thinks they're doing something nice for you, but it's actually a huge inconvenience, and you don't know how to get out of that. I'll be more specific. There is a friend we have in our neighborhood, I'll call it, who will see a package and just grab it and bring it into their apartment.
Oh.
For me, my package.
Well, to avoid the porch pirate?
Correct.
Oh.
And I'm like, I work from home though. So I'm home. And then it's like, I have to go get the, then we have to coordinate. And I never asked this person to do this.
And is this, they drop it off in front of your doorstep or is this in like a mailroom?
Sometimes they do it in front of my doorstep and okay. I get those. This okay. is like, there's mailboxes and people have packages on top. So if she sees that there's a package, she'll grab it. And then I don't want that. And I never asked for it. And it's so thoughtful. And I really appreciate it. But then I'm like, I have real social anxiety. Like in my building, Matt is the mayor.
Yeah.
He's like forward facing. He's on the HOA board. I am the phantom. Like, I don't think anyone's ever even made eye contact with me. I get social anxiety. The idea of going down and get a package from someone in the middle of the day, I'm just not going to do
it. Ooh,
yeah.
Never
going to happen.
No.
To have to like engage like in my jammies when I'm working, like it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm friendly with this person. So that means that I have to do a certain amount of labor,
right?
Emotional labor.
Yeah.
Man.
So that's where I'm at with this.
This really falls into some gray area here. Because
I know where the intention is pure.
The intention is pure.
No, I have something that happened to me that's even worse.
Tell me about this.
I have these really pretty diamond hoop earrings.
Beautiful.
And I realized that one day one was missing.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know where it went. I was like, fuck, I just lost it. But they're like real diamond, like really nice earrings. Then I get our apartment complex Facebook group. So we always see like what's going on. And somebody had posted that day. They're like, I just found this diamond earring. Like, is it anybody's? And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe somebody found my tiny, tiny diamond earring in our like little court area.
Yeah.
And she was like, you can come and get it from me. And I was like, fuck.
Do I have to?
And I tried so hard every way to like not have to go to her place. I'm like, I'm out of town. Can you leave it under my mat?
And she wouldn't.
I can come. Like, if you want to leave it at the office, I can come grab it there. And I just kept forgetting about it because I was like going out of town. But then also I was like every day, I'm like, I'll do it today. And then I didn't because I dreaded it. And I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow. And then I didn't do it. Finally, she ended up bringing it to the front office. Thank God.
Ah, you knew. Ooh, that's a good service, a mediator. Someone who stands between you.
Well, I'm like, what if she's not home? It's like, she's like, come by and get it. And I'm like, it's like cold calling somebody.
I don't wanna.
I'm like, you're not going to be available.
I also don't want to. It makes me uncomfortable.
But you have to, again, it's like package guy. This person did a good thing.
Yeah.
They found this item. This item's clearly got some value to it. They posted
like,
about it.
In my weird, yes, all true. Yeah. But like, I don't want to come face to face with anyone.
Yeah. No.
I don't know why.
Also,
like
there's the
this.
Thought of like, why do you keep luring me to your apartment?
But the thing is, Matt will do it with anyone. Matt will go over impromptu next door and help a girl with her smoke detector.
Whoa.
Matt will knock on someone's door and be like, hey, here's your mail.
Yeah.
I'm like, you are just inviting human interaction into your circle every day. And I'm like terrified of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I started doing was saying like, hey, I'm going to get home late. I know you're like, just put it outside your door. Yeah. And yeah. then I come grab it. But I'm just like, I'm just scared of people.
I know.
I don't want to do it.
I know.
So I'm not going to say jail. I'm going to say off with the warning.
Off with the warning.
Okay.
Jared?
All right. Mine's pretty cut and dry, I think.
Love this.
Okay. So, Jack, what's your favorite cookie in the world?
Chocolate chip cookie.
Who makes it?
Who?
Who makes your favorite cookie in the world?
Paradise Bakery.
Correct. You remember how many Paradise Bakeries there used to be?
Yes, a million.
A million. You know how many there are now?
One.
One. You know why?
Because Panera bought them.
Panera bought them all out.
Wow.
Do you know what Panera doesn't offer?
Cookies?
Cookies.
Why not?
Not
I think
the same.
I think they do, but it's not the Paradise Bakery.
It's not the
Bakery
same
cookie.
One. It's not the Paradise Bakery.
This cookie is, I'm not kidding, the best fucking cookie I've ever had in my entire life.
Why is there even one left? That doesn't really make
any
sense.
There's probably more than one.
There's not. I've looked it
That's
up.
That's it?
There's one singular Paradise Bakery left in the Mission Viejo Mall, which is where my parents live. It was the one that I went to all the time when I was a kid. They have the best cookies I've ever had in my life, and it's because it's family owned. All the rest of them are franchises that they sold off to Panera, but there's the one singular one left.
So this is no bullshit. Like, I don't... No, I trust you. I do trust you, Jack. But
I should hope
when
so.
You said that they had the best cookie, I was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
They do. It's the best cookie I've ever had.
Mm.
But Panera came in and they bought up all the paradises. You know, capitalism.
Paradise.
They robbed us of the best cookie in the world, and I just think it's kind of the dark side of capitalism, you know.
Listen, so, I love Panera. I've worked at the Panera. They do have the best broccoli soup I've ever had in my life.
Dear God, it's good.
But all I'm saying is, Panera, just bring back the Paradise cookie.
So yeah,
it's so fucking good.
Mm.
Yeah, so
Big Bread won't allow it.
Big Bread
classic. Is like, they crunch the numbers. That cookie is too expensive. It probably doesn't hold up when they ship it around to the franchises.
They've got some
Big
special
Bread.
Ingredient. I don't know what it is.
It is so good.
Yeah.
If you're in like the Southern Orange County area, go check it out. Like, is it Southern Orange County?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, Big Bread. Right. They're watching.
But not having that cookie anymore. Like, taking that away from
10 lashings.
Society.
Ten lashings.
They should get the gallows where they're like this.
Yep.
People throw fruit at them.
Yep.
What's that called?
I don't know.
Is it the gallows?
The gallows.
Yeah.
Isn't that where you wait to be?
I don't know.
Do they throw fruit at you? Or
hanged?
Is that just before you're getting your head chopped off?
I think you could get, I think they used to do things like throw fruit.
Oh.
And like they would just be in this like shame thing
Ooh.
In the town square. And you'd be shamed for like 6 days or something.
6 days?
I don't know. Don't quote me on this, but there was a thing like that.
That sounds so annoying.
You gotta like take
to
a shit while you're sitting in there?
Oh, yeah.
No, they probably don't give you any food.
No.
You can live for 6 days without food. Water would be rough.
Damn.
You eat the food that's been thrown in your face.
That's what's fucked up.
I don't
Human beings die without water,
punishment.
But babies die with water. Go fucking figure.
Whoa.
Did you know that?
What?
Babies can't drink water.
I did not know this.
Infants.
But like, think about it. Have you ever seen a baby drinking water? Like, think about it.
They just drink milk.
They just drink milk.
Yeah. But like, you've never thought about it. It's weird.
Wow. And apparently it's dangerous.
It'll kill them.
What? Well, what about all the girlies on the internet? They're like, you gotta hydrate, honey.
You gotta hydrate it like
not
7 months
old.
Stay hydrated.
It is a crazy fact.
Wow. So you're saying I could, what about adult? Could I just switch to milk only?
Yeah, you get nice and thick, Jared.
Yeah, okay. Thick. This is my project for 2024.
Getting thick from
milk only.
Only milk.
Oh, gross.
We should create a website like not OnlyFans,
onlymilk.com.
Only milk. Dude, we did have chocolate milk last night.
Yum.
Whoa. Yo, Whoa. Chocolate milk? I forgot.
It was
remember.
A delicacy.
Holy
God
crap.
Damn, that sounds good.
I was actually blown away.
You got to throw it in the freezer.
Incredible.
Throw it in the freezer, let it get just to the point where you have a couple little ice crystals. Freezing cold.
Mm. Sounds incredible.
Anyways.
Nothing's quite like milk. All right.
What do we do here?
What do you mean?
What do we do around
this
here?
This podcast is,
what is this?
Wacky.
All right.
But
well,
it's real.
When we come back, we're getting more wacky.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience.
Acura wins Daytona.
And that's it's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on TheRealReal.com using code FIRST. That's TheRealReal.com using the code FIRST.
What you got?
Okay, so we're doing deep dives. Going to start doing some deep dives. We're going down the rabbit hole. We're going to find some info, different places that we find interesting that have no place anywhere else.
And we've named the segments.
Yeah.
Are we doing a Reddit on Reddit today?
I'm doing a Reddit on Reddit.
Yeah. So it's going to be a Reddit on Reddit. We're going to do international ones. We're going to do paranormal, paranoid. But today we're doing Reddit on Reddit.
Yeah. It's kind of like a grab bag of things.
I love it.
So this is what I found randomly on Reddit that you don't really think about. And speaking of babies and their inability to drink water
or do anything else for that matter,
you really think that when you have a kid, it's like you get half your shit from your mom, half your shit from your dad. It's like a 50-50. You get the DNA from both places. And like, if both of your parents are tall, then you're probably going to be tall or like whatever, you know, but there are certain traits that you only get from each of your parents that I thought were really interesting.
Yes, because it's like some are dominant, some are recessive traits. There's a whole equation where you can predict a lot of this stuff.
Really?
Rita, my best friend from home. Hi, Rita. She listens. You know Rita.
Yeah.
She studied biology and she's an endodontist, but she can, in many situations, if you know like what the grandparents had, both grandparents, you can determine what the baby will have.
With their teeth.
What?
With their teeth?
Not their teeth, just as far as like eye color, hair color.
Because she's an orthodontist.
No, but just but biology, yeah. Biology can just tell you.
Right.
Yeah. But with a percentage,
didn't
right?
Did you ever do the charts in school where they had like, you had like the sort of the genetic trait chart and it was like mom, dad?
No.
Oh.
No.
And you like, I just learned the boring
and you like cross-reference like what the dominant and recessive traits are, and then you kind of like
No, your school sounds advanced.
It does sound advanced.
Oh, I failed. I didn't do that well. I just remember the chart.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the traits that you get from your mom.
Ooh.
Intelligence. Which it's like I'm looking for a future child. I'm really happy it's coming from me. Right, Jared?
I would argue that I am
far smarter, more intelligent.
You're
far
musical.
More intelligent than you, Jack.
No, but Jared is actually things. Smarter.
Jared's
than
very intelligent. You guys just have different strengths.
Jared's definitely smarter than me.
You guys have different strengths.
Did you bring this up so we could go toe-to-toe?
No, because I don't want to. Jared is like, he's like, but here's the thing. It's like, you're smarter in probably science and math, and I'm probably smarter in English.
I am Jeopardy smart, and she is like entrepreneur smart.
I'm Jeopardy smart, yeah. Too.
I'm savvy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could probably get us out of a kerfuffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jared could like tell you about Pluto.
Yeah.
I could.
I believe you.
The cartoon dog or the planet, because I know a lot about both.
Okay, another one, and this is right for you, Alexis. Ooh. Is ADHD
from mom?
You get from your mom.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah? Does that make sense to you?
Straight up. Wait, does that work for men too?
It said, I don't know. Some of these were like straight from like mom to girl and then mom to boy.
My mom's got it and I've got it.
Dude, that makes perfect sense because my mom, I see her. She's just like, da-da-da-da, and like ping-ponging different things with no context. And I'm like, thank God I'm medicated and I've like done work because this is insane. But I have modes where I'm like her.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I see exactly where I get it.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh my God. Without a fucking
doubt. I'm the same way. Well, my mom does the same thing, but she looks. When
you
she
can literally physically see his mom's ADD.
You can
going,
see my mom get like an idea when she's talking. She like gets ideas. Oh, she's like,
yeah, the look is part of it. Yeah. She'll be like, oh, anyway, so, and then it's something about this. And then she's like, you know, John. I'm like, who is John?
Yeah.
She's like, the doctor the other day. I'm like, doctor of what?
Are we related?
Probably. This is literally what happens with Jared's mom.
This is literally my life.
The amount of people his mom talks about that I have no idea.
And I'm always like, hey, Matt, my mom's talking about this person. Hey, that's a friend of my mom's. Hey, that's her neighbor. Like, yeah. I have to, like, yeah. Ashley's telling a story because Matt's
doing,
there.
You're the narrator. You're kind of like,
I, like, give context to everything because she gives no context. No context for anything.
Straight up.
God, that's so true.
Straight up.
Wow. So that comes from your mom. It says, if your mother has lower levels of serotonin, a brain chemical linked to mood, then you're more likely to develop attention deficit hyperactivity disorder later.
My mom has almost no serotonin, which explains a lot.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Okay. Another thing that you get from your mom is wrinkles and basically how you age.
My mom looks pretty good.
My mom does too.
My mom looks pretty good.
But it comes directly from your mom's side rather than your dad's side. Another one is your sleeping style and if you have insomnia or like any sort of a sleeping problem.
All this tracks with my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this is all.
All this is, yeah.
And this is one that I thought was interesting is being left-handed. It says if the baby's father is left-handed, there's a slight chance that the baby might be too. But if his mother is left-handed, then the possibility increases exponentially.
We're righties.
We're right.
Me and my mom, Barb.
Yeah.
Left-handed people are so weird. You can always tell.
It's like, I need different scissors.
What percentage of, you think it's an even, it's not an even percentage.
No. Well, you know why we're right-handed? Do you know why?
No.
Do you know why?
Because that's what they teach us when we're kids.
No. So the reason why humans are right-handed goes back from like cavemen days, like Neanderthal days. Uh-huh. And it was because the women were always holding their babies with their left arm close to their heart to give like human like skin-to-skin contact and to have like the most like closest
grip
thing as possible. So then they do everything with their right hand.
Oh, interesting.
So then that kind of like traversed into like sense. All humans. It's, that's true. That's a fact.
It's giving half fact.
That's a fact.
I
that's
believe
a full
that.
Fact. You can look it up. I saw it on TikTok.
And anyone can be ambidextrous if they practice.
If they practice,
can.
Yeah. But
they
it
can.
Seems hard. But
this hand is useless. Like, I don't know.
Useless.
I grip things
barely.
With a weak grip.
Barely.
Like, this hand is a fucking genius. And I'm like,
if it wasn't for the electric
what
guitar.
What are we doing here?
That's what I always think is so weird about guitar is like his left hand is doing all the work when he plays guitar.
You should watch me try to throw a baseball with my left
but
hand.
But try to like, I try to even move hangers in my closet. I'm like, fuck it. It's like, yeah. This left hand can't do anything.
It is very like weak.
Yeah.
There's a guy in The Bachelor that is ambidextrous and he's done these like TikToks where he does two drawings at the same time with both hands.
That's cool.
Fucking crazy.
How did they come out?
Amazing.
Both?
Yes.
They look the same?
Off.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Now we're going to dad. You get your looks from your dad.
I look like my dad. So that makes sense.
I look like my mom.
You do look like your mom.
But I'm built like my dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are. Those big
limbs.
You got
limbs.
Trunks.
Crooked teeth comes from your dad.
My dad's either.
I got braces. So
possibly better than mine.
Mm, I got braces too.
I got braces.
Height, it says there's no one tall gene, but there are 700 genetic variations that affect your child's height. But scientists have gleaned that dad is responsible for most of the growing thanks to a growth factor known as IGF protein. So if your dad's tall, you're most likely to be pretty tall.
I'm literally the same height as my dad, exactly.
There you go.
Yep. Both my parents are tall. Hard to know.
This is fun. And this is genetic mutations.
Ooh.
Like webbed toes.
Uh-huh.
Come from your father.
That'd be cool because he's probably swim faster.
Yeah.
But I don't have it.
I'm not asking if you have it. I'm just telling you a fact.
Oh, cool. Sorry. I thought this was all about me.
No. Webbed toes. It says there aren't many, but as the Y chromosome is small and doesn't contain many genes, but they include hypertrichosis of the ears, which is a condition where there's more hair than usual in the outer ear.
Wow.
Which is...
I don't have hairy ears, thankfully.
I don't think that there's any hair on my ears. There's got to be like microscopic hair. And then webbed toes.
Webbed toes.
A condition where the second and third toes are joined like a web-like
some sort
concoction.
Of duck man.
And then the last one is dimples. And you have dimples. Does your dad have dimples? That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he has one also.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you only have one?
I have like a really shallow one. You can see it.
Yeah.
But this is the big one. Wow. And but it's there, a small one. But I've got one pronounced one.
Okay.
And dimples are a deformity. A genetic deformity.
It's a weakness in a muscle.
Yeah. But is it cute. Really?
Wow.
I wonder it's just who a decided weakness. They're cute. Because, you know, like,
I don't know, but
is...
I'm running with it.
Probably, no, somebody, probably somebody who had them.
But like, yeah, what, definitely.
But what makes a dimple cute and, like, the other thing's not cute? It's all subjective.
It just, I think it just looks like you, I think it looks like a little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes your face look younger. Yeah. I was going to say.
Interesting.
I think if you have two, I don't know.
I thought that you had two.
I have to look.
When I think about you, I think that you have dimples, but I didn't think that you had one. Now it's going to be weird to look at you.
Who knows? Honestly. I don't even know the color eyes of any of my friends.
Yes, you do.
I think you have blue eyes.
You know what color eyes I have.
Blue. I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
I don't know. It's like a blindness thing for me. I don't know the color of anybody's eyes.
Everybody's eyes.
Literally, all you have to do is look at them.
I know. I do.
Okay.
You know everyone's eyes. We'll talk about this off air.
Color. Well, we have run out of time.
Wow.
So
oh, shit.
Next week, we're going to get into cringe confessions. I'm really excited about it.
I'm thrilled.
And we want you to send us your cringe confessions. If you don't know what this is, tune in next week. And you can DM us if anything cringy happened to you because we want to hear about it.
Yes.
But that's it for this week.
We love you. Bye.
We love you. We'll Goodbye. See you next week.
See ya.
Ta-ta.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.